Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach, and I wanted to share with you another little tip on how to work more effectively inside Visual Studio. What I want to do today is show you a couple of the options you can control when you're working with the different tabs to work on different parts of a code inside your solutions. By default, in the older versions of Visual Studio, when you opened up a new tab, so right now I have the Paste Converter open. If I went off and I opened the app.xaml file, it keeps opening the tabs to the left-hand side. So the page I was working on, or the code I was working on, the more windows I open, the more this Paste Converter gets pushed off to the right-hand side and to the right-hand side as I open more and more tabs. This was, I found it a little annoying. There was a registry hack you could do in Visual Studio 2008 to change that. And now it's simply an option you can control by simply going to your tools options. And if you don't know where to find it, just search for Windows in your Quick Launch, and you will see even under Options, Environment, there's a Tabs and Windows settings. And I can go here, and I believe this is actually selected by default in Visual Studio 2013 and higher. And it says insert new tabs to the right of existing tabs. So if I've already got a couple of tabs open, AppXaml and Paste Converter, and then I go up and I open the Personal Best class, you'll notice the new tab opens to the right-hand side. So this is a nice little feature. I find I like having the files I work with most frequently off on the left. They're usually the first ones I open, and it just makes it easier for me to locate them when I need them. Of course, if you do have some favorite code tabs that you're working with, you also, of course, now have that ability to pin them. So you get a little pin window that appears here, and you can tab that. And then what will happen is no matter how many tabs you open, that one always stays open on the left-hand side. Whether you open to the left or the right, it pins it off to that side. You can have one or more of your tabs pinned. Now, there's another option, actually, related to pinned that you might want to play around with. I'm going to go back to my options here. Now it's under my recent choices. And I can say show the pin tabs inside a separate row. And I also have the option of maintaining the pin status if somebody closes that code window or if a document is removed from the well, as they put it. So what does that do? Well, you'll notice now that my pin tabs show up separately on their own row, and any unpinned tabs will show up separately. Now, the other thing that's neat about this is if I was to close the AppXaml file and then I open it again, it will actually remember that it was pinned the last time it was opened. So if you have two or three files that you're constantly going back to, you can set them as pinned and change your settings so that Visual Studio remembers to keep those tabs pinned anytime you have them open. So that's a couple of neat little things. The other thing hopefully you've discovered is the previews. I love the previews. They allow me to go around and look at some code without always having to open new windows all the time. So let's say I go to my Race Planner XAML CS file. It's not open. But what you'll notice is up here in the top right, I can, of course, examine the code without actually adding this tab to my list of open tabs. So this is useful when you're just sort of poking around, looking at your code, but you don't want to end up with 10 files open when you're finished. So by default, when you're moving around between the different files, it's simply going to open them in a preview mode, which is a little bit nicer to work with. Now, once you have it open in the preview mode, if you decide, oh, I need to edit that code, the moment you make a change to the code, it's going to then consider that an open tab and it'll move off to the left. If you use double click on the file inside Solution Explorer, that will automatically open the tab and add it to the well. Also, if you do an alt click, that will add it to the well as well. There's also a little button here that says keep open. If you click on that, that will also add it to your well of tabs on the left-hand side as well. So those are some interesting options, and some of those are things that you have some control over, again, in your environment settings. You'll notice here we have the ability, yes, allow new files to be opened in the preview tab. So if you don't like that preview tab, you can just turn that setting off. Your choice whether or not you want to use that. The other one that's kind of neat is when you do use a preview tab, it also works on things like find results or navigate to. So let's say I do a find in files. So I go off and I do a find in files or a control shift F, and I'm looking for the word mile in my files, and I say find all, and I get a list of files appearing down here. And what you'll find is there's a file here, main page, which I currently don't have open. If I click on that, there we go, then what you'll see is that shows up in a preview mode as well. So that preview tab not only works in Solution Explorer, it also works in search results when you're doing a find in files. The other option you may want to play with inside those windows and tabs, it just really plays with how windows float. For example, you'll see floating tool windows always stay on top of the main window, or floating tab wells stay on top of the main window. Let me show you what that means. I'm going to select both those options. What that means is, let's say I take the Solution Explorer and I make this a floating window, and I start hopping between different code windows. Because I chose to keep it floating on all windows, it stays in the foreground, doesn't matter which code window I'm on. I also said do the same for code in the well. So if I take one of my tabs here and I take that and unpin that from everything else, that will also stay floating no matter which code window I'm on. Great if you have dual monitors, maybe you want to push that off to the right-hand side, it's all fine. But so that's what we control. Whoops, just apparently I can't type this morning. So that's what we control when we choose this floating tab well stay on top or floating tool window stay on top. Generally, I like leaving the floating tool windows on top. I usually leave my tab windows or the tab wells personally. I like those to disappear. So if I pull this to the front and then I go to another window, I actually like that moving to the background so I can see my code. But that's your choice, and that's what I love is when I have the choice. The last feature I want to point out that you can control under these this particular tools options is the show auto hidden windows on mouse over. I really like this setting because of the collapsing toolbar windows and so on. So right now, for example, I'm just going to dock my Solution Explorer, move that back over here. So right now my toolbox is closed, but I can put my mouse over any of these sort of collapsed toolbar windows and I can see what they would display. If you prefer and you change that setting, so I don't show auto hidden windows on mouse over, then what you'll see is I actually have to click on those windows to have them popping up. So those are a few interesting settings you can play with to control how the tabs work, how they open, how they're displayed, how your pin tabs are controlled, and how your preview tabs appear inside Visual Studio. Hope it was helpful, and keep exploring and finding cool things with Visual Studio. If you find something new that will help others, please share it so we can all learn.